For 5 years, members of the credit industry have been campaigning for tougher federal rules governing bankruptcy. This morning, their efforts are closer than ever to succeeding. After a breakthrough agreement reached last night, House and Senate negotiators are working out the final details. But NPR's Peter Overby reports passage of the bankruptcy bill is not a sure thing.
15 congressmen and senators met yesterday afternoon in a windowless conference room in the basement of the Capitol. Lobbyists took all the spare seats, while other lobbyists waited in the hallway. Inside the room, the bill's backers exuded optimism. But as it turned out, they could nail down only one of two big issues still hanging over the bill. Not surprisingly, the Enron scandal figured in. Many Enron executives are under investigation in Texas. State law there allows someone filing for bankruptcy to shelter unlimited amounts of wealth from creditors by living in an expensive home. A few other states also allow the so-called homestead exemption without limit, and House Republicans fought to keep it that way. Democrats, led by Wisconsin Senator Herb Kohl, argued for limits on the exemption. They made former Enron chief Kenneth Lay their poster boy. Here's Senator Kohl.
Ken Lay, for example, is selling $20 million worth of property in Aspen, Colorado, but he's keeping his $7 million, 13,000-square-foot home in the finest apartment building in Houston, a condominium.
It came down to numbers. How long would a rich Texan have to live in a house before he could count it as a homestead and shelter all of his equity in it? Democrats said 5 years. Republican Congressman Lamar Smith of Texas said that was too long.
I'm afraid we're going to catch a lot of innocent employees with that five-year provision when we're really trying to get the bad actors that I think we already have succeeded in doing.
House Republicans said, how about 36 months? Senate Democrats held out for 40 months. It started to sound like an auction or a game show. Delaware Senator Joseph Biden.
Look, for, you know, three more months or four more months, can you suck
Mr.
it in?
And
38. 38
or past. Do I hear agreement for 38?
Let's come on, guys.
It stayed at 40. But even with that, some Democrats still say the bill is anti-consumer. Illinois Senator Richard Durbin wanted to disqualify creditors who violate the Truth in Lending Act.
If you are guilty of predatory lending, you cannot then turn to the bankruptcy court for protection of your claim based on illegal conduct. Just that simple.
House Judiciary Chairman James Sensenbrenner said that was just not fair.
So it seems to me that, you know, there are penalties for the lender, but that penalty should not go as far as preventing the lender from presenting his claim against the bankrupt's estate when a bankruptcy filing takes place.
And Durbin's amendment failed. Now there's just one issue left, a hot-button issue even more powerful than Enron. Abortion. In the Senate, Democrats supporting abortion rights added language saying that abortion protesters who are fined for blockading abortion clinics can't use bankruptcy to escape those fines. In the House, anti-abortion Republicans kept that provision out. The conferees claim to be optimistic about solving the issue. But if there's a way to split the difference on this one, no one's found it yet. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.